This medical update on KRDO News Radio is sponsored by Optum.
Welcome back to our Ask the Doctor segment with Optum. And today we are talking with Dr. Michael Harper, family medicine doctor, about coronavirus. Dr. Harper, we should mention, has 25 plus years of experience as a family medicine provider and joined the Optum East team in February of 2020. And welcome back to the show, Dr. Harper.
Thanks for having me back.
And today our focus is don't delay getting the care you need. Stay connected with your care team. Last week, you and I discussed what Optum is doing to keep patients safe during COVID-19. This week, we want to focus on not delaying getting the care you need and the importance of staying connected with your care team. Many people out there may have concerns about, going to get care or going to get a checkup during the COVID-19 pandemic. However, there are ways to do so safely. So, Dr. Harper, can you walk us through what a patient can expect when coming into one of your clinics for an appointment?
Absolutely. As we mentioned last week, they'll be screened at the door to make sure they don't have symptoms of the coronavirus. As long as they don't, they'll come into the clinic and walk up to the counter just as normal, except now there's plexiglass dividers between the patient and the check-in people. They should notice that everybody's wearing masks, and if they don't have, the patient doesn't have a mask themselves, we'll provide them with one. And then they move to the waiting room as they normally would. They probably will notice that in the waiting room there's fewer chairs. Removing some of the chairs and distancing them apart to try and maintain that social distancing. They can obviously stand in the waiting room if they want to, but they will sit there. The nurse will bring them back as typical with, again, everyone will be masked. The patient will have a mask brought into a room. And when the doctor comes in, it'll be much like a normal visit, other than the fact that both people will have masks on. The doctor may sit a little bit farther away, just, again, to kind of maintain distances. But very much beyond that, it should be a normal visit. Communicating, talking about any chronic medical problems you have or new concerns. It's very important to follow up on the things. If, say, you have diabetes or you have high blood pressure, if you're having, with this time, with all this changes going on, the stressors are having a big impact on people. People aren't sleeping as well. Moods are getting more anxiety and depression. Those are things that we can deal with, and we're very happy to do so. Sometimes you start to know. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, have you had patients expressing trepidation about coming in to get even just routine things done?
Definitely. And with the telehealth visits, there's a lot of people are making use of that because of concerns. And sometimes that's a good first step for us to talk with them, and we can make them better understand what's going on in the office, what that would be like, and how safe we're keeping the environment. We monitor each of the employees and the doctors, nurses. Everybody gets their temperature checked twice a day to make sure that we're not developing symptoms, because of course we're around people, and as many precautions as we're taking, we still could be susceptible. So we monitor ourselves, and if we get symptoms, we're sent out. We're sent to one of the clinics that we talked about last week to get tested, and we go into isolation until we know that we're clear.
Why is it so important for patients to not delay getting care?
I think the most important thing about getting care is that, if you imagine you've got a car, and they always tell you to get your oil changed. And people, we go get our oil changed because we know that if we don't get the oil changed, the engine's going to gum up and then it's going to die. So we're, in a much more complicated sense, we're like cars. If you've got a problem, if your car's making a pinging, knocking noise, you go to the mechanic and get it fixed. If you're having chest pain or you're short of breath or you're not sleeping well, that impacts your overall health. And that can lead to dire problems. So it's important to maintain contact with your doctor. And if you don't have one, you can contact us and we'll put you in touch with one. We have a lot of great providers. I'm new to this area, but I'm getting to know many of the doctors and the extended providers. And boy, there are a lot of good people out there that are willing to take care of many problems.
And we should mention that the Optum team is available. If you'd like to book an appointment, you can call 719-522-1133. And you can also find out more about what Optum is doing to keep patients safe during COVID by visiting cosprings.optum.com. We'd like to thank Dr. Harper for joining us on this Ask the Doctor segment. And next week, we're going to be talking about that aspect of COVID care and really care during the pandemic, telehealth, and what that means, these video visits that more and more patients are taking advantage of. Dr. Harper, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KRDO News Radio.